I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1038. What color are your glasses? How's your eyesight? I've worn glasses since I was a child. I don't know, somewhere elementary school. I know I have astigmatism, I'm nearsighted, and because of my age, I'm just starting to develop cataracts, but I got a few years there. And I need to watch the sun exposure because of macular degeneration in my family. Fun stuff, huh? Well, regardless of how healthy your eyes might be, I submit that we all wear glasses. They may be invisible to the human eye, but we put them on nonetheless. And the glasses we wear determines how we see the world and how we walk in the world. Let me tell you a story today. And then I'll ask you, what color are your glasses? As you know, this podcast is T2G, and it stands for the two greatest, that is, the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. You know, loving well determines how you see and perceive the world. I was talking with a friend a week or so ago about his teenage daughter, and she is beloved, but she can be a handful, and I think that designation just comes with the word teenager. He said they were riding in the car, and she was in the back seat with wraparound sunglasses on. Now, it was a gray, overcast day here in the Seattle area, but she commented on how everything looked blue, wherever she looked. Blue, blue, blue. Her dad said, "If your sunglasses were green, what color would everything look?" "Green." "What if they were yellow?" "Yellow." "What about purple?" "Purple." Then he said, in a classic dad moment, "Okay, we all look at the world through a certain lens. I do, you do, we all do. So let's try this. If your glasses were angry colored, how would you tend to see everything?" She said, "Well, I'd probably be angry all the time." "What if your glasses were entitled colored?" She said, "Well, I'd think the world owes me something all the time." "Okay, but what if they were colored with gratitude?" She said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You know, thankfulness." She said, "Well, I guess I would see all the things that I should be thankful for as I look around." "Okay, what if your glasses were the color of sadness?" The daughter said, "I suppose I would be sad all the time." "Okay, one more, one more. What if your glasses were the color of love?" She said, "I'd move through the world more loving." That dad saw a dad moment and he grabbed it. And then he said to his daughter, "Okay, from now on, we have a vocabulary to evaluate what's going on with our feelings at any given moment. All we have to do is ask the question, what color are your glasses? And you know what we're talking about." Well done, Dad. But it's not just teenagers. We all have a way of seeing the world, a lens of perspective, of emotion, of narrative. And then we walk into the world according to that lens. And if you don't believe me, notice that when something happens, how two people can experience the exact same thing and see it and respond to it with very different feelings, very different perspectives. Why? Well, they have different colored glasses. Here's the great question. What color are the glasses through which you see the world most of the time? What emotion or story colors your lens? Let's pray the old hymn today. "Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my vision, be thou my true word, I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Born of thy love, thy child may I be, thou in me dwelling, and I one with thee." In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1039. In the meantime, please understand the glasses we wear to understand and interpret the world are not glued to our faces. We can take them off. We can put on another pair that helps us see better or clearer, that's less blurry or distorted. And of course, our proper lens with which to see the world is Jesus. John wrote in his gospel, "We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father," and hear this, "full of grace and truth." Ah, that's the lens I want to be in my glasses, grace and truth. So, what color are your glasses?